Someday a friend may offer you a trip to a world of colors you can taste and music you can see. A world where minutes take hours to tick by. This is the mind-bending world of the LSD experience. But the trouble with LSD is, you never know just how your mind is going to bend. A girl in London thought she could fly, and she flew right out of a window and landed dead in an alley 9 floors below. A boy in California thought he was invisible. The only person who didn't see him was driving the car that killed him. Another thing, it's against the law to make LSD, so there are no quality controls. The guys who make LSD in basements don't care about you. They care about getting your money without getting caught. So if a friend ever invites you to take an LSD trip, be a friend to your friend. Tell him to change his mind about LSD before LSD changes his mind for him. Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. If you're really smart, you'll tell your friend to forget it. Because heroin is smuggled in from so many different countries and passes through so many different hands, that every little packet of white powder is different. You don't really know what's getting into you. Some doses are so weak, they don't do anything. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so dangerous that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. So if anyone ever invites you to visit the other side of a dream, tell him to wake up. Be a real friend to your friend. Tell him why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope. Some kids have turned to drugs because they don't like the way their world is working. That's not very smart. People who drop out lose their chance to fix what's wrong with their part of this world. Those drugs don't change the world. They change you. They change your brain chemistry. They change your body chemistry. If there's something wrong with your world, you won't fix it by giving yourself a fix. That's the straight dope. Think about it. Someday a friend may offer you a trip to a world of colors you can taste, music you can see. This is the mind-bending world of the LSD experience. But one of the troubles with LSD is you don't know just how your mind is going to bend. For instance, a girl in London thought she could fly, and she flew right out of a window and landed dead in an alley 9 floors below. Don't fool around with LSD. Some kids have died trying. Someday a friend may offer you a chance to speed, to freak, to turn on, to drop out. But here's something you should know about those funny little pills. They change your brain chemistry. They change your body chemistry. Those pills are nothing to play around with. Because whatever goes up must come down. And some kids have come down hard. Some kids have come down dead. Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Hey kids, I got a great idea how you can control the world. Get other people, not yourself of course, but other people to use narcotics. Start them out with maybe alcohol. Get them to drink a lot of alcohol. And let's see what else. Then there's old drugs like speed, which makes them very nervous, and junk, which makes them very come. You get them to take these drugs and they'll do almost anything that you want them to do. Or they may steal from you, but then you can put them in jail. But the point is, if you want to control the world, if you get everybody to be a dope fiend of some kind, it'll be much easier for you to control the world. Get it?